Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
Discussing the world around you.
On the street.
On the air.
And at kaya959.co.za.
So, the president today has announced that the presidency is in the process of establishing a judicial commission of inquiry to investigate whether attempts were made to obstruct the investigation or prosecution of apartheid-era crimes. He issued a statement acknowledging the persistence of allegations that previous administrations improperly influenced or delayed these investigations. You may remember that we spoke to Lukanyo a few weeks ago, maybe 2-3 months ago, where they were really considering going to court and really forcing government to look into these delays. And they were seeking some justice and especially hoping that there will be at some level some acknowledgement of these delays and that we should bring people who are responsible to book. Lukanyo Galata, thank you so much for making time for us this evening. We've spoken about this. Does this mean anything to you at all? Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. Yes, this does mean, it means quite a lot.
Yes.
I think for us to be sitting here today with the president having announced that he is setting up a commission of inquiry is good news.
Yeah.
It's good news in the sense also that we didn't have to get a court order to get to this point.
Yeah.
So we're very pleased that the president, used some common sense and I suppose some decency in this regard, where he chose to meet us as the families halfway.
Mm.
We are, of course, a little bit disappointed that the president has indicated that he will ask this commission to also look into the issue of constitutional damages and whether or not our rights were violated. So while we're happy to have the commission of inquiry, I think it's misplaced that he's trying to pass the buck really on the issue of our rights being violated, because our rights were violated and by successive ANC administrations.
Mm.
But we are going to take this as a first step, the appointment of this commission of inquiry, and soon we will if he doesn't announce the start date, the terms of reference and the presiding, we will be on his case again.
Yeah, because I totally get where you're going with that, because then one would have to determine the parameters would be to what extent, therefore how much and all of that, which is not actually the question. Those rights were violated, end of story. So I totally get where you're going with this. So earlier this year, the Foundation for Human Rights obviously went ahead with the legal challenge that was brought before the Gauteng High Court. What does that then mean for that court challenge?
Well, we obviously remember when we lodged the papers. I think it was in late January.
Yes.
When we lodged the papers, the president kind of withdrew his and the government's opposition.
Yes.
to that case.
Yes.
And then we negotiated. So as part of these negotiations, we agreed that we will set up this commission of inquiry.
Got you.
We differ on the issue of constitutional damages
because
we feel that this inquiry doesn't have the powers to be able to decide on that issue, right?
Mm.
So on that matter, we remain at opposing ends. So on that matter, we're going to ask the court to proceed to then make that determination around the violation of our constitutional rights, as well as, of course, the damages that we, that we are seeking for that. So we're going to proceed with the court matter. The commission of inquiry is a separate matter.
I must say, previously when we've spoken, you've constantly reminded us of how time is running out, and we need to get this underway as quickly as possible. We really are losing people, those who are either perpetrators, witnesses, and so on. And memory is a very fragile thing. But I can tell you now, you know, Lukanya, I almost screamed when I saw the statement today. Just what does it mean for the families?
Well, look, we're finally going to get to know who the people are within the ANC and within the ANC administrations that sold out the blood of our fathers. Mm. Right? Because these are the people who, you know, committed criminal acts by preventing the NPA from going ahead and prosecuting our fathers' killers. Now, those people that committed this political interference are people that claim, you know, to be acting in our best interest. How can they be acting in our best interest when they, you know, they acted illegally and prevented us from attaining the justice that was due to us? My father's killer and killers, let me say it like that, they are all dead. They died without ever having been held responsible or accountable for taking my father's life. So they literally got away with murder, and they did so because people with inside the ANC aided and abetted them in their crimes and made sure that they will die without being held accountable. Today, those people's sons and daughters, their grandsons and granddaughters, they are today telling us and telling the world that we are committing a genocide against them. Do you see what I mean? Because their fathers were never held accountable. They are now trying to rewrite the history books and pretending and telling the world that we are the savages when we know the truth as to who killed whom in this country.
It's little comfort, but I really hope that this moment brought you some level of, I don't even think it's joy, but a sense of relief that there is movement, and I don't know, you know, what's going to come out of this, but I'm certainly happy that this is happening. It's been a long journey, and I really hope that the families feel some level of, not even justice yet, because we're not there yet, but that this is a big move, and you know, our thoughts are with your families.
Thank you, ma'am. It's a step in the right direction. We haven't achieved anything yet, but it is a step in the right direction.
Thank you very much. Lukanya Tsalata is a son of one of the Cradock Fours. It's, his father's name was Fort Tsalata. We've had a conversation about them before on the show. Perhaps maybe one of these days we'll revisit that story again, just to remind you of just how important they were to the liberation of this nation.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.